Craig, a very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Duncan.
How are we, all right?
Very well indeed, thanks yourself.
Indeed, in fine fettle, Craig, I'm pleased to
say.
Good,
good, good.
Which seems perhaps is slightly better than the attitude towards DIY at the moment.
I know, a little bit disappointing, some of these stats that have recently come in.
It does surprise me because we've had so many television programmes, of course, in recent years, with makeovers and DIY tips and what have you. You would think, in fact, it would be the other way around.
Well, it kind of did, yes, but sadly in about 2005 or 6, some of the makeover shows and building style design programmes faded off a little bit, certainly with the BBC as well, they kind of faded off. So I think that played a little bit of a part in, you know, people kind of, you know, not getting as motivated as much as they would normally do. And also, I kind of think overall, I think the last kind of 10 or 15 years, sadly, more people leaving school, the younger generation I'm talking to, have kind of gone towards IT jobs and different things, and they're kind of neglecting the building, I think, a little bit.
So we're looking at a generation, in fact, Craig, that don't want to get their hands dirty, really.
It is quite that way, actually, yeah. The recent survey that Ryobi did said 7 out of 10 British homeowners would have to rely on a tradesman to come in and do the most simplest job as well, Duncan. And I'm only talking, you know, putting a little shelf up or a little handrail or even a toilet roll holder, you know, in the bathroom. They couldn't actually just put that up themselves. They would have to refer to calling a handyman, which I think is a little bit concerning, really.
Indeed. Don't you think a lot of people, Craig, actually underestimate their own skills? They're actually just afraid to have a go at something.
Afraid, yes, and it comes down to confidence, definitely. People already tell themselves, I can't do that. I can't drill into that wall or into that tile before they've even had an attempt at doing it. You know, all these little small jobs, I would just suggest anyone to do a bit of research online. I've got hundreds of tips online which I've wrote up. I've been photographing them over the last 12 months of all these minor little bits of maintenance around the house. And if you just followed those step by step, they're all very basic and clear. It should help most people get around most of the jobs around the house, certainly when they're doing it, you know, for the first time.
Now, I've read, in fact, I've heard here on the radio station at times of some of the most horrendous mistakes that people have made doing DIY jobs. I can imagine, actually, you've come across more than your fair share, haven't you?
Well, I've seen a few kind of DIY dilemmas that people have kind of got themselves in. I'm glad to say, Duncan, that I haven't actually made any mistakes or made anything that, you know, have caused problems. But one of the recent programmes there have been doing is a show called If It's Broke, Fix It. And what's happened is we had 40 contributors who all had a major DIY dilemma themselves. So it's got that bit of reality feel to it where, you know, it's real people, they're real houses and there's real big problems. They can run into thousands of pounds, some of them, you know, kitchens and bathrooms collapsing on them. And the problem they've got is they haven't got the money and they didn't have the knowledge to do it themselves. So I brought them to my workshop, which is like a big builder's boot camp. I turn into a little bit of a sergeant major, but I literally give them a crash course into doing their own jobs. But also what we tried to interpret in this, if someone was drilling and putting battens on the wall for something, if unfortunately they run into a pipe behind it and all of a sudden there's water come racing out, you know, the first thing you must do, you know, where they must look in the house for the stop tap to turn it off, how can they mend the pipe work and things. So we were trying to get them to avoid, you know, disasters before they actually happened and have a little bit more of a knowledge to look out for a disaster. That's why I can thankfully say I don't have many accidents because I'm cautious, you know, I'm always looking out for what could be a potential disaster.
Indeed, it's the old prevention is better than cure adage, really, isn't it?
Absolutely, prevention is better than cure, yep.
We've, as I say, read stories in the past where tragically people have sort of undermined their foundations and it's cost them tens of thousands of pounds to actually put the mistake right. On the lighter side, I can imagine you've come across one or two funny episodes, haven't you, of DIY?
we've certainly come across people, you know, kind of attempting to do things and they've attempted them, I think, without doing the right research, you know, and unfortunately run into problems, you know, further down the line. I don't know what that one is that you're talking about, the structural side of things. I mean, we would never, you know, advise people to do any structural work on their properties, which could cause, you know, some sort of movement or anything in the buildings. We're only trying to focus, you know, certainly this month alone, trying to focus it onto being kind of more of a DIY kind of maintenance kind of month, where it's just getting people on the first stages of DIY, I think. And once they've done the first couple of jobs, it's going to encourage them to want to do a little bit more.
As you said earlier, it's all confidence. Once they realise that at the end of the day they can adapt to something and actually do something successfully, I suppose that's when you've got to rein them in somewhat, isn't it?
You've got to keep an eye on them. But, I mean, I feel, you know, if they're having a go and they're doing it okay and safely, by all means, I feel, do more and more. You know, just don't ever bite off more than you can chew. What a lot of people make mistakes, I think, Duncan, is they think, right, I'm gonna do a new floor this weekend, or I'm going to do a nice decking area outside. I'm off Saturday and Sunday, and all of a sudden, the Saturday and Sunday, it's coming late Sunday afternoon, and they're not even halfway through it because they bit off more than they can chew. And then they start doing a couple of things. They start hurrying up and speeding things up where you make mistakes, and then it can become a little bit dangerous. And then it comes to Sunday night, they haven't finished, they're annoyed with themselves, they look at it and they feel like they've kind of, you know, they haven't achieved, they haven't successed, you know, they haven't been successful, they've let themselves down. And all of a sudden that puts them off then. They don't ever want to do anything again.
You've been working recently, haven't you, with celebrities and DIY?
Yeah, I have, yes.
I was going to say, the reason I mentioned that, I know Christine Hamilton has been one of them.
Yes.
And she actually went to school literally across the road from where I'm talking to you now.
Okay, yes.
So have you gone on with her?
Yeah, Christine and I, we had a fantastic time. And Neil as well, he joined in. Neil built a big rockery wall in their garden down there in the southwest of Wales. And the internally, we did, what did we do with Christine? I think we did some repairs in her bathroom. We changed a little worktop and put a new sink in. And she even done little mosaic tiles as well. And do you know what? She had a great time doing them. I'll tell you what her words were. She found it very therapeutic, actually doing the tiling work. It was quite skillful. And once I showed her how to, you know, cut these little glass tiles and how to bed them down, how to set it out and how to grout it all up, it started to become a little masterpiece. And she was so focused on it. She loved it.
I can imagine that. She's been on my programme a couple of times in the past. Yeah. And I mean, she has this formidable reputation. But at the end of the day,
battle axe, isn't she?
Well, yes, exactly. But she's a national treasure, really, you know.
I know. I asked her when I interviewed her on the show, you know, where did she get this name from a battle axe? Because I can't see it at all. I spent 2 days, you know, in her house with her. And I just seen a great side of her. No, nothing like a battle axe whatsoever.
Just getting back to DIY in general, Craig, what's the biggest mistake someone tends to make?
The biggest mistake is, as a little bit like what we said earlier, is they kind of take on a job too big. It's a little bit out of their league. So start off with the smallest of job, set yourself the right amount of time, have a look on Ryobi's website, and I've got all my picture tips there and all the written texts of the tips. Just follow them step by step, stage by stage, and they shouldn't have much of a problem. Always get a friend as well to join in and help you. But, you know, make it become a sociable thing, and it doesn't feel like a job that you have to do.
And who adapts the best? Is it the fellas or is it the girlies?
Well, I've got to say, the ladies are actually, I feel it, are taking over the men a little bit. They're a little bit more patient. They're listening to their advice. They're researching it a little bit more, where guys sometimes are going in a little bit too much, you know, straight into it without taking the time.
You see, the guys want to go in there, get it done and go down the pub.
Probably.
So what's lined up for you these days? You're doing obviously a lot of television, and I assume, by the way, we haven't mentioned Big Brother, but of course it is now finished, but that was a very important platform for you, wasn't it?
It was. That was the kind of start for me, really, you know, in the public eye. It's just lucky that I had a trade behind me and I had the DIY skills, I think, has kept me in work now, you know, 10 years on, over 10 years on, and we're pushing on 850, 900 building makeover shows, you know.
And tell me, some of these makeover shows, I remember talking, I've got the lady now that used to front it. What was she called?
Laurie Turner, Susie Perry?
No, the other one. Good job, it's not live, this isn't it. Oh, what was she called? She was a guest on my programme. She used to, did she have a Scottish accent?
Smiley.
Carol Smiley. Carol Smiley, that's right.
Yes.
That's it. So let me pick up on that, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
The makeover shows, Craig, I remember Carol Smiley, a guest on my programme, and I actually said, listen, would you take your team into your house? And she said, no way.
Really?
Never.
Oh,
yeah.
That's disappointing. That's disappointing.
I think it was the idea. It wasn't the workmanship or anything. I think it was some of the crazy ideas that were coming up.
Yes, yeah. Lawrence was known for being quite, you know, unique designs. not for everybody's taste, that's for sure.
But I suppose they do influence an awful lot of people when they see this on the box. They think, right, this is what we need. This is what we should do.
It does. It does inspire them to do things. But, you know, sometimes what you see on the telly, some of the shows that you see, they just kind of just skim over some of the things. I do feel you should really go online and look, you know, what's out there and just find out a lot more research before you, you know, certainly take on bigger jobs, even if you are a keen DIYer.
Indeed, prepare well, research well, before you even pick up a hammer or a screwdriver, really.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Duncan, yes.
And the website, Craig, can you give us the details?
Yes, it's ryobi.co.uk. That's spelled ryobi.co.uk.
As simple as that.
Thank you.
Craig, listen, it's been great talking to you. Thanks very much indeed for joining us.
You too, Duncan. All the very